Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 202. Access HSP intuition to lead you into consistent action. Happy New Year. Listen into this podcast episode as I share how you can release the overthinking mind, analysis paralysis, and the HSP tendency towards perfectionism, all to allow your HSP strength of intuition to support you with more easily taking action, especially in challenging areas such as marketing, selling, and leadership operations. I specifically highlight three key aspects of creating selling success as an HSP through the use of your intuition. I also discuss how fear can create confusion around our intuition, pushing us into HSP shadow behavior of overprotection and overresponsibility, which tends to lead to sabotaging efforts and causing us to stop taking action. Yet action is the cure for confusion and HSP overwhelm. So it's important that we retrain our highly sensitive nervous system to respond differently, which is 100% possible. Let's dive in together in service to a powerful year ahead. We are here today to focus on accessing intuition to take action. When we deny our highly sensitive strength of deep belief in justice, that tends to diminish access to our other highly sensitive strengths, such as intuition, empathy, deep thinking, deep feeling, deep listening, all available to be able to be utilized within our entrepreneurial journey, within our highly sensitive leadership. What's so key in regards to accessing intuition to take action is supporting us in staying out of shadows, particularly analysis paralysis, including when it comes to that deep belief in justice. Today's training is an invitation to release the overthinking mind, to release that highly sensitive shadow of analysis paralysis, to release the highly sensitive shadow of perfectionism, and to allow your intuition to lead you into action, which often includes not yet intellectually understanding why. Let's write that down. Not yet intellectually understanding why. The ability to be in action from your intuition without having to know all of the whys, the hows, and the whats in terms of it all working out and what that's meant to look like. So, accessing intuition to take action in support of selling success as a highly sensitive entrepreneur and leader. I want to highlight three aspects from a content and teaching perspective. And then I'm going to connect those highlights to the utilization of intuition when it comes to selling success as a highly sensitive entrepreneur. The content teaching aspects are number one, dire need. Please write that down. Dire need. Number two is don't need bells and whistles. Don't need bells and whistles.
Number three, do need direct ask. Do need direct ask. Three D's, dire need, don't need bells and whistles, do need direct ask. In brief, dire need, I've been teaching for years, is about being very clear for yourself from a practical perspective of what you need in your business to move the business forward over the next 30 days. What you need in your business to be able to move the business forward over the next 30 days. I also teach dire needs specifically in connection to income. I've been teaching dire need and dire income need for so many years now. Please save your breath if you feel like it's important to express to me that the language of dire doesn't work for you. If that doesn't work for you, change it. Easy breezy. I'll give you a little bit of background of where it came from. It came from my recognition for myself when I was first starting off in business, how messed up my relationship with money was. And it helped me really get crystal clear with my numbers, because that was a motivation to me to be able to stay in business, which to me truly felt like a do or die. I also have found that that language of dire need does help sometimes the highly sensitive tendency to want to be in kind of fantastical land in giving a lot of attention to shiny objects as a way of avoiding or being in overprotection about what actually is needed in terms of money relationship healing. An aspect that I want to add to dire need is dire need also connects to your purpose. Please write that down. And this aspect of dire need connected to purpose is so imperative as part of these exceptional times that we are living through. It is imperative for those of us who are called into service as highly sensitive entrepreneurs and to lead as part of our entrepreneurialism. It is imperative that we are selling confidently and successfully, because it is the way that you are called into service of your life purpose. So if you know you really have a calling to provide the service that you're here to provide, that also is a dire need. We do not have the luxury of time on our side that we had pre-pandemic, as in, maybe I'll get this worked out, or maybe I'll have the confidence enough, or maybe I'll, you know, be able to take the actions that I know that I need to take next year, 5 years from now, at least by the time I'm 65, maybe 70. We don't have that. There is a call to be answered that is specifically for who we are as highly sensitives and how we operate that is to be answered. And selling success is part of answering that call. Don't need bells and whistles. In the same way that I heard so many of you share that when you are utilizing your intuition in a selling success conversation, there's the recognition that scripts, etc., are more guides versus biblical have-tos, strict rules to follow. That same guideline, making quote air quotes, that same guideline applies to everything else that you were taught, especially pre-pandemic, that you absolutely needed in order to be able to sell successfully. The fancy websites, the perfect photos and headshots, all of the online forms, all of the free opt-ins, even from my own teachings, the program guide, and anything else you want to slot in that your ego mind is telling you, oh, I can't have a selling conversation until I have X in place. None of it is true. And please write that down. People have been selling successfully for centuries. I have rock. You have stick. Rock for stick? Yes. Selling success. Done. The only reason that you fall into the belief that you need the bells and whistles is most likely because an 80%er told you that you did. Now, am I saying that it's not helpful to have the website? No, I'm not saying that at all. Am I saying it's not helpful to have opt-ins? No, I'm not saying that at all. All those things are helpful. Are they needed? No. What you do need is the direct ask. You do need the ability to tap into your highly sensitive strengths, intuition in particular, and then also your strength of being excellent with language and connecting the two. Heart, mouth, heart, mouth, heart, mouth. I want to highlight this because we can fall into the trap as highly sensitives of mistaking our intuition first for fear, mistaking our intuition for overprotection, mistaking our intuition for overresponsibility, and mistaking our intuition as it's up to us to say stop, rather than utilizing our intuition to access our ability or strength to be excellent with language, in addition to strengths such as deep listening, deep thinking, deep feeling, and empathy, to be in confident conversation and to either ask more, hey, tell me more about what's going on, just from a place of curiosity, desire to know, and desire to serve, either for that person who's right in front of you and or something that will be valuable for you to then be able to utilize to be of service to others. And then specifically the direct ask, rock, stick, stick, rock, rock, stick, stick, rock. Yay. I'm giving you my rock and you are giving me your stick. Making the direct ask, does it make sense for us to talk about this more? Would you like to move forward? How would you like to move forward? Which program package is going to be the best support for you? What will make the most sense? How would you like to pay? Your intuition is absolutely part of utilizing your ability to be excellent with language. If you are not, then you are fooling yourself that you're using your intuition to stop. And even if your intuition says, this is not an ideal client, then you still access your strength of being excellent with language and you say, you know what? I have a sense that we are not really meant to work together. So I would really like to refer you out to somebody who might be a really better match. Anything else is overprotection, overresponsibility, and operating from fear versus your intuition. Your intuition will always lead you to expansion, either in the selling opportunity of the opportunity to serve to enroll a new client and or opportunity to learn. If you're cutting that off, you're cutting off your intuition. And what I want to emphasize here in this moment is practice is not separate from actual connections. Every connection is a practice. And that's where we're not attached comes in. So it doesn't need to be with your aunt or your grandma or your cat or your son. It's with every connection that you make. And I would recommend that you begin to track as you quote unquote practice. I made a direct ask today. Here's what happened. Here's what I learned. Applying the self-assessment, asking for input, insights, additional feedback, and that's how we all move forward more quickly together. One closing little nugget when it comes to accessing intuition to take action directly connects to the need for direct ask, yet can be applied across the board. And that intuition in action nugget is action is the cure for confusion. Please write that down. Action is the cure for confusion. The heart will lead you into action. The brain, the head brain, will try to slow you down and tell you that you have to know it all before you take action. But as you're willing to take action, there no longer will be confusion. Action is the cure for confusion.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.